71-year-old Mark John is a retired sheriff from Gem County. He, his wife, and another couple had gone camping last week near Moorhead Lake in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. They were on horseback when they encountered a man and a teenage girl. John says the pair just didn't seem to fit in the rugged backcountry.
All of their gear looked like it was brand new. And that was another little flag that just wasn't normal or natural.
Another red flag was that the pair's tent was up on an exposed ridge away from water. Hannah Anderson wore sweatpants or pajama bottoms and tennis shoes. James DiMaggio had a backpack. Writer Mike Young was the first to encounter DiMaggio.
Usually when you meet people in the backcountry, you have a pretty good encounter, you know, and talk about where they've been and where they're going, and they didn't want to talk.
Mark John says the next night they were back home watching TV.
And the Amber Alert was on the television, and I told my wife, I said, that is that girl we seen on the mountain.
John called the Idaho State Police, and that triggered a massive search in the wilderness. Law enforcement shot and killed DiMaggio. Hannah Anderson was airlifted to safety Saturday. John says he's grateful for the Amber Alert system and the role it played in helping to find Anderson. Krista John says nobody suspected Anderson would be in such rough Idaho country.
For us to be there at the precise time to interact with them is a one chance in a trillion.
Meanwhile, FBI agents are processing evidence at the campsite where Anderson and DiMaggio were first discovered. The FBI told the Associated Press the agency was sending a team to investigate what unfolded in the wilderness near Cascade. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.